might want to make a whole lot of copies of the journal entry, unless you just wanted to use the questions.
This will make good summer school work.
Yeah.
With my teenager.
Oh, yeah.
I have a 13-year-old. My baby's 13. So
oh, yeah.
This will be good work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
okay. We do have a few prayer requests for this morning. First one is an update on Ashlyn Franklin. After 49 days in burn unit and 13 surgeries, she was released yesterday. She will be doing outpatient surgery.
Therapy
at Jim Thorpe Rehab Center. And then prayers for Jennifer Cartwright, who's having a lot of pain after surgery number 3 to correct hysterectomy mistakes about 6 months ago. And then our dear sweet sister Tina is fighting an infection in her gums. And Jesus is her insurance. That's the best insurance, sister. You've got the best insurance ever.
Yeah. Amen.
And then let's pray for the family of Shelly Smith Morales. Shelly has moved to her final heavenly home.
Yeah. Okay. Well, faith is a great insurance, Tina. So we just pray for we bind up the enemy and any open door that has allowed the infection to settle in your gums. And we just pray right now by faith that the healing touch of Christ touches your head and your face and your neck, and that you're completely delivered and healed of any infection, any worries, any fear, that it will just dissolve, that it will literally vanish within your midst, and the enemy cannot torment you with this anymore. We bind him, we cast him down, and we say, you are healed in Jesus' name. And we do pray for Shelly Smith Morales and their family. There's just so much going on, Lord, and only you know why it's happening. But we do pray that for the family to be comforted. And if there's anyone there that's not saved, that does not know Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray for their salvation. We pray that her witness touch them, and that we also ask that they be filled with the Holy Spirit and with power to be able to live as witnesses in her behalf. We are so excited about Ashlyn Franklin. We've watched her journey on Facebook. And it's just been a miraculous thing. And I hope that she gets the right treatment there, that no more infections, no more. Oh, what that child has been through, Lord. We just, and what a strange accident, Lord God. What was the message there? What in the world was the test? Because there's no accidents, Lord. What in the world did you want to teach her? Lord, that there is a power beyond the electric she was working on, Lord, I don't know. But you created her. Use her mightily. Use her testimony mightily, because so many people have taken care of her and continue to take care of her wounds. Lord, we just ask that she be strengthened and have courage and boldness in the days ahead to be able to not only testify, but be completely restored. And we thank you for it. And Jennifer Cartwright, Lord, we just bind up all the pain, Father. May the surgeons or people understand whatever this is that she's going through. It could be something, an error in surgery or whatever, Father God. We just ask that they take a second look and listen to her. Find out what in the world's going on, and we just pray for her healing, her complete healing. You are Jehovah Rapha, Lord, you're the God that heals thee. I pray that her faith would be strong, that she would even lay hands upon herself to be healed. And Father, we just believe that no error, no mistakes have been made. Father God, it's just an oddity. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that your Holy Spirit is upon her and healing her and touching her and removing all fear. And we thank you for it in Christ's name. I think of Kenneth Hart, who's got pancreatic cancer. Father, we just ask that you comfort his wife and him, because I've seen my sister-in-law with this, and it's they need a lot of prayer. Kenneth Hart needs a lot of prayer, and to be lifted up to your throne daily, Lord God. And we just thank you for his witness, his life, the amount of people in Elk City that love him, have respected him, and his kindness. And he was so caring, so soft-spoken, Lord. We just pray that for a miracle. We ask for a miracle, Lord. We want to believe for a miracle. Father God, it's a wicked, wicked disease, and the enemy is not playing fair, Lord. And we bind him away from Kenneth Hart. And we do pray for the Lord to heal him. We ask for a miracle in Jesus' name. Amen.
I had one more that came in. My friend Nikki asked us to pray for her mom, Patty. She's been battling breast cancer, and today she's getting her chemo treatment. And so Nikki's asking for prayers that she won't have the bad side effects she's been dealing with in the past.
Yeah. Father, we just know that you can do that. Dinah Birch went through that. So many women in Elk City we know that have been on that journey, and prayer, praying, lifting her up to you, Lord, to hold back the severe side effects of the chemo, and Lord, that it will be like a cakewalk for her, Lord, that you will cause the side effects to be almost non-existent, and that she will be encouraged and believe and can testify of the goodness of God. Lord, we thank you for the goodness of God and the mercies of God when we are suffering and going through a trial. We thank you, Lord, that so many of us have been tested in so many different ways, but to constantly keep focused on you and not the suffering is the challenge. And so, Lord, I do pray that she will have visitors and she will be able to, that will pray for her and touch her and even anoint her with oil, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for this woman. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. And then Mandy Wagner asked us to pray for Tommy Thompson.
Any specific thing? Father, I lift up Tommy Thompson to you, Lord. You know of the need before we even ask. Lord, we just thank you for your power and your grace and all that you did on the cross. You took everything that Tommy is dealing with to the cross. Give him a revelation that you love him that much. And Lord, pour out the fresh oil, the love that he desperately needs. Pour it out upon him, Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord God, when I heard that revelation that all that I suffered and all that I went through, he took it to the cross. That helped me cross over to a whole other place. And I pray for Tommy to do the same, that he would embrace Jesus Christ as a friend and as God, but also as his Savior, his Deliverer, his Healer, his Comforter. Lord, deliver him from whatever is tormenting his mind, his soul, his heart. Lord, you did that for me, and I ask you to do it for him. Put him on the journey of wholeness and restoration. Father, for your name's sake, in Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Anything else?
Western Plains Downed Bikers Association Motorcycle Awareness. Event is May 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Elk City Convention Center, 1016 East Airport Industrial Road, right here in Elk City. The Baby Bottle Boomerang by Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic. If you would like to help change lives with your change, all you have to do is contact Heart to Heart and they will give you this bottle, and you just set it up in your home, in your office, in your church, and ask people to put change in it. And then you toss it back to them. They'll toss it to you, and you toss it back. Just kind of hand it to them, though, because this is kind of heavy. This might hurt if we toss it to them, y'all.
Yeah.
But help them
yes.
changes lives.
Yes.
You can reach them at, Did I leave the paper over there, sister? Yes. Would you give the address that they can send if they don't want to do the bottle boomerang? You can send a donation to this address, or you can call to get you one of the baby bottles.
You can go by their clinic at 500 South Lust to pick one up, or you can mail your donations to P.O. Box 2122, Elk City, Oklahoma 73648, or you can contact them by phone at 580-243-2229.
And I believe they're usually in the office Monday through Thursday from 12 to 6 p.m. Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty, 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy, and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We're back. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Sister Karen Johnson, and her title is Flip the Negative to the Positive.
Yes, yes. And I know, and I wanted to bring up the praying for Israel fast, Isaiah 62. The website is Isaiah62fast.com. And, you know, that's where the second coming of Christ will unfold. Mm-hmm. We're deeply connected to Israel for the Great Commission to bring life from the dead, for their souls to be saved in Romans 11:15 and Psalm 118:26 and Acts 3:19. Father God, we just ask for Israel's national repentance and believe what Apostle Paul taught, what Christ taught. So it's a global prayer and fast for Israel. And to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke Israel to jealousy, then I cast away the reconciling of the world, and for them to be brought back to life, resurrection from the dead. And so the 21-day global Isaiah 62 fast is going around the world. They have 110 cities, and they're wanting like a million intercessors to pray. They did this a couple of years ago for China. Then they did it for some of the other issues that are global issues, and but they're just seeing a really turning, that the mercy of God is being showered. We're seeing lots of salvation in the Middle East. They did one for that, and lots of people are being saved. There was a Muslim who she gave her testimony at First Baptist, and she said that she was introduced to Christ and the love of Christ, and it caused her to turn away from being a Muslim and the hatred that she had learned. And I've heard many of those, and they're very powerful. And if you've never done it, maybe you can Google one, whatever, because they are very sincere. From the light to the darkness, it's pretty significant. But this is the first time in history that several million will pray for at least 1 hour a day for 21 days for God's promises for Israel. The uniqueness of this prayer initiative is itself a sign of the times, an acceleration of God's set time for a generation yet to be created to engage together in his purposes for Israel. Psalm 102:13-18. And that says, you will have mercy on Zion, the time to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. And it's also a global Esther moment, Esther 4:14-16, that will be a significant down payment for the final ultimate global Esther moment, when millions of believers will engage in prayer, speak out boldly for God's purposes for Israel, and stand with Israel as anti-Semitism increases until Jesus returns. This fast is also important for today as Israel faces several significant conflicts. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but President Biden just took their ammunition stockpile and gave it to Ukraine. That leaves Israel very vulnerable. So we really need to pray that it's replaced somehow. And because so Israel goes, so does United States and Europe and others who are tied to the covenant promises of, and I've been doing several Bible studies, but the one I've been doing is the test for the end times is whether or not you're in unity with the brethren, whether you have forgiven, whether you have chosen covenant. And I didn't know this, but as I read it, it made so much sense that it's the true test, that you're lined up with the Word of God, that you're in agreement with God's Word, that you know who you are, you know your authority, and you are witnessing, your life is a witness, and you choose unity over disunity. And if someone has offended you, I mean, this is a really a serious principle that I had not totally understood, but it is in Revelation, the book of Revelation. And when the horses are released and the seals are broken and they go out there with pestilence and famine and the sword, and they're looking for people who have not been in disunity. The wicked people and the people who have not, who have been fake Christians, who have not really walked the walk and suffered for his name, then they will probably not make it through the hole, through the door. And that's usually, I thought, well, I always wondered how the wheat and the tares and how they usually, but there's several principles that, but the unity is, and I had heard from a speaker from Lydia Fellowship years ago, how valuable, how important it is for unity. And everything we went through with First Baptist over the last 5 years, it really did reflect whether or not you're going to stand in unity. And 100 people were left that were stood in unity out of, what, 1,000?
Wow.
Yeah. It was a real test as to whether or not you will forgive and choose the love, the ultimate love of God to bring you through. Because Abraham had 10 tests. He was tested very strongly by God and to see if he was worthy. And I don't know where I stuck that. But all the way from, you know, the Isaac. I didn't realize there were 10. I looked it up. Somebody asked me a question about that, and I looked it up. And it was, wow, I didn't realize he was tested that much. But God wanted to make sure he was the man. He was tested to leave his homeland, to arrive in the promised land. He encountered a famine. The Egyptians seized his wife. He faced all kinds of odds with the battles of 4 or 5 kings. Hagar was a test. God tells him to circumcise himself at an advanced age. This King Gerar captures Sarah. God tells him to stand with Hagar after having his child. And then Ishmael becomes estranged, and God tells him to sacrifice his dear son, Isaac. So, I mean, we all are tested. And look how God used Abraham. So it pays to read the Word, study the Word, and pray the Word, declare the Word. And, you know, I'm always searching my own heart. Where am I, Lord? What do I need to deal with? What do I need to... And I would like to be able to bless someone when I see them or give them a scripture. Or now, Ezra did it with little pieces of paper. He would have quotations or whatever. When he ran into you, he would pull a postcard out or bless you and for thought of the day, something like that. And never letting the enemy take ground. Never let him have a foothold. You know, serve, 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 and serve selflessly. You know, and my mind sometimes goes all over the place when I used to be so triggered, and now I've been emotionally healed. So God, and that's something that you probably are never completely, I don't know whether it is or not, but you stop being triggered. And you stop getting upset and letting your emotions control you. I often wondered how you get there, but you just let him, and you want to enter into the rest of the Lord and have peace that passes all understanding. And I'm privileged to be here today, and I bless you two girls for holding down the fort. And I hope Neva has a wonderful time on her trip. I hope nobody captures her.
You know, Ms. Karen, I feel like lately I have just been in it. And it feels like the enemy is like standing there shooting these arrows at me, and trying to lure me out into the ocean of emotion.
Yeah, that's good.
So that he can drown me.
Yeah.
And it's like this morning,
yeah.
I was in a I don't care. And that's a very dangerous place for me to be. When I don't care if I go to jail or I don't care if I go to prison, that's a dangerous spot for me to be in.
Yeah.
And so since yesterday, I have been, you know, watching the waves, you know, standing there on the shore, and I feel like I'm just watching the waves, and it's just like he is steadily trying to lure me out with this, that, and the other. And I'm standing there watching the waves, and I'm too, thank you, Holy Spirit, thank you, Daddy, that I am, he has got me to a place where I can look on the shore and see the waves coming, and when they hit, I can discern, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Lord, I need your help right now because I am past mad. I am past mad, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I need your help to stay in control.
Get on their face like you used to talk about doing.
Yeah.
Get on your face before the Lord till it passes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to be having a little meeting this afternoon when I get home. I'm going to have to lay out and just let the Holy Spirit move, because if Monica moves, Monica could go to prison.
Yeah, we'll pray for this man's salvation.
Yes, yes. And I'm just glad that...
It's like he could be like me if he gets saved.
Yeah. I know what you've done for me, Lord, so... I know what you've done for me, Lord, so I know you want to do it for him, too.
Yes.
Give him an open, teachable heart. And it's, you know.
That's why Bonita went out to Walmart for, I think she was out there 7 years, to witness to those who were in the valley, to those
yeah.
who were out there struggling. And she said, everybody has something,
mm-hmm.
struggling with something. And many, many, a Walmartie sobbed on her shoulder as she gave the love of God.
Yeah.
You know, if you never experienced the presence, if you never experienced the love of God, that's what she was out there to give out.
We need. My prayer is this. I pray and I hope that we get to a place that we can truly stand on the shores and throw the life saver to those out there drowning, who has been sucked out into the ocean of emotion and fighting for their life.
Yeah. When they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you, Lord? And I, because when I was there, all I could do is help. And where are you?
Yes.
If you're real, if you're true, if you are the truly God, then why am I in this mess?
We need some lifeguards on duty.
Yeah. Yeah.
True lifeguards
yeah.
on duty.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
I'm there. I've been. I'm telling you, I've been talking to a lot of people, and it's just been. And you have to not fear rejection. You have to just trust God in it, and that you're sowing a seed. You know, maybe they'll come back. Maybe they won't. But you know,
don't fear rejection.
That's right.
From people.
No.
If you're going to fear rejection,
yeah.
fear being rejected
by God.
From our Daddy in heaven
yeah.
when the time comes.
That's right.
Don't be the one banging on the door, begging to get in.
Oh, that's what I was reading about. How many people will not? I mean, this whole teaching was so excellent about that, but I thought it was about the wicked lamp. I have Meals
yeah.
on Wheels I have to get to. But, so... I've been loving on the elderly as I go giving them their meals.
Uh-huh.
That's one thing I did this month of May.
Well, we appreciate you coming. You You have been tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, Monica Lovell, and our sister in Christ, Karen Johnson. Y'all have a good day, and we'll see you next time.
Easier. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.